Now, community and the power of positive thinking will be at the core of three talks that are being hosted by the East Clare cluster of parishes. The talks, titled Together We're Strong, will take place over this month. And the first, in fact, is this evening. It's at Scariff Community College, where people will have a chance to hear from Everest conqueror John Burke. More to follow with other speakers, including Eugene Hogan and Oisin McConville. To tell us more, Father Dunnock O'Mara is on the line. He's the parish priest of Ogunnilow and Bodaig. Father Dunnock, good morning to you.
Morning, Gavin. How are you doing?
I'm very good, and thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. We'll talk about maybe that theme, first of all. Together, we're strong. It's a powerful statement, understated in many ways. True, not arguing about that in any way, but I guess what I'm asking you is, what's the point, do you think, that's being made?
I think the point has been made, I suppose, first of all of us suffer, you know, and suffering, you know, can come in different forms to people. Suffering, I suppose, is personal to everybody, and I suppose when you suffer, you're most alone and most tested as an individual, and sometimes it can be hard to convey to others the reality of the suffering that you're going through. And I think one of the things we'll be saying is neither the beginning or the ending of suffering is important, but the only thing that's important with suffering is how we handle it when it comes to visit us. And the three speakers will be reflecting upon suffering in different ways. I suppose John Burke, the journey to Everest, you know, and the suffering that entailed, you know, getting to the summit, the journey of grief, which is a different journey. That's what Eugene Hogan will be reflecting upon. Then the journey of addiction, which Oisin McConville will reflect upon. So I suppose all of them will be saying, I suppose, in some way that it was people, really, that pulled them through.
Sure.
And I suppose that's the insight that we're trying to look at. I suppose communities need the shelter of each other, particularly at times of difficulty and of suffering and so on. And it's people, really, that pull us through.
And is that being lost, that value, that strength of community, maybe to a certain extent, or...
Yes,
or is it in times of tragedy?
I think we need to be reminded of it, you know. I think I read recently an article by Olivia Leary there in the Times, and she was saying that the one insight that she got from the death of her husband was that at the end of the day, it's people that are important, that there's nothing else in the world more important than people. And maybe that sounds a bit self-explanatory, but maybe we need to be reminded of that. You know, that it's people, really, that pull us through. And it's people that we need, particularly at times of struggle.
We're reminded that we need them. We're reminded, too, that we need to be there for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's in the shelter of people, like, you know, the Irish Shanachal, the Siscaha Kela, Awari and the Dine, that we live in one another's shadow and that we carry one another. You know, that wonderful footprints in the sand where it says, you know, that the times you needed me most, I carried you. And I suppose we all need that at moments in our lives. That's what we'll be hopefully talking about in these three talks.
And is it... When we talk about issues such as rural depopulation and isolation, we talk about them in very big terms. You know, they're broad terms. They don't really say much. But I think what you're talking about this morning does say a lot, in that when we have this depopulation, we have a fragmenting of communities, people not knowing their neighbours, or in rural areas, people not seeing a person from one end of the day until the next and relying on the radio and the television for company. You lose out in the community, you lose out on the strength of support that you can get from other people. And I have great concerns that which has been a wonderful strength of Ireland for generations, that it's being lost by our present generation, by my generation. I don't know if three talks in East Clare can arrest that decline, but it's certainly a topic which needs to be discussed.
It is, and I suppose the places where people met are gone, like for instance the post office, the pub, the creamery, the Garda station, all the places that linked people together have gone. So you now have to create places where people can meet.
Yeah.
one another, you know.
And even you've got fewer people going to the likes of, I don't mean to kick your profession, but you know, you've got fewer, your vocation rather, but you've fewer people going to Mass. So even where people are meeting, there's fewer actually doing it.
Yeah, there's fewer, I suppose. Mass is still a point of contact in the school, in a local community, sure. The school. But then if you don't attend Mass, and if you don't, you know, having somebody in the school, or you're not in the GAA, of course, we can't leave out the GAA. The GAA is the biggest link, I suppose, and the greatest linker of people in rural Ireland. But if you're not involved in any of those, you're it's quite isolating. And, you know, I think for a lot of people, you know, they haven't got the confidence maybe to move out, you know, if there isn't places kind of made for them to meet or to get together, you know.
Oh, absolutely, indeed. And is this another reason why you're doing this, to literally just bring people together?
To bring people together, I think, is very important, particularly in rural Ireland now, because we need, I think, occasions like this. And, like, it's very informal what we do, and there's a cup of tea after it. There's no charge in it. So it's a very informal session with people. And it's not you can arrive and rock up and be there, and you know, there's no panic, as they say, you know.
There are three very interesting talks given by individuals with fantastic stories. People will be familiar with John Burke. They'll probably be familiar too with the story of Oisín McConville, the former Armagh footballer who had great issues with gambling, as I recall. Eugene Hogan as well, as I know, living quite locally to yourself. He's spoken on this programme previously about the death of his brother Dermot in a farm accident, and coping with that. And he's somebody who has done a lot in the back of that tragedy in terms of trying to help organisations who are looking to emphasise farm safety. He's done fantastic work in that area. So people, even from those stories alone, I imagine, well, you'll be entertained, you'll get insights, you'll learn something, you'll think.
Yeah, well, I think that we don't all have the same experiences, you know, but we all have similar experiences. And I suppose that's how we identify with one another, and the story is very powerful. Story is what connects us, and I think people will identify with these stories. They may not have had the same experience, but they are someone close to them might have had a similar experience. So I think people will get a lot from that, and you always get insights from people from their story, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we won't have conquered Everest, but we will have overcome difficulties. Like John Burke, you know, and that's the sort of, that's how you can relate to these, and that certainly seems to be what you're hoping will happen anyway.
Absolutely, absolutely, you know.
So the talks begin tonight?
They begin tonight at 8 o'clock in Scariff Community College with John, and then Tuesday the 28th in Tulla Secondary School with Eugene at 8 p.m. again, and then Tuesday the 5th of December, Scariff Community College again, Oisín McConville, 8 o'clock.
And that's 8 o'clock for each of those evenings. Yes. Tonight for John Burke, the 28th for Eugene Hogan, and the 5th of December then for Oisín McConville in Scariff, Tulla and back in Scariff respectively. Who do you want to go along, Father Derek?
It's open to everybody really, Gavin. I'd be hoping that we'd get a good smattering of young people tonight for John, because I think his talk should reach out. All the three of them should. But, I think a lot of young people are into the climbing and walking and all that kind of outdoor stuff. So I'm hoping that we'll get a good smattering of young people tonight at the first one.
And of course, the work that he's gone on to do with regards to the Elevate charity, in terms of reaching out to help youth mental health, which is an area that he's clearly very passionate about. You know, that there's a lot to relate to there for those same young people.
The Elevate and promoting youth wellness, you know. So I think that, you know, for young people it would be an important one to come to too, you know.
And it's been organised as well. I mentioned this at the start, and I meant to pick up on it a bit sooner, but it's been organised by the East Clare Cluster, which is the grouping of parishes. There's groupings of parishes across the Diocese of Killaloe now, under the reorganisation of recent years. Is it a bit of a departure? Is something different that's been organised by what is essentially a religious and a Catholic group?
I suppose it is. We've been trying here. We've been doing this for a while now. We took different themes over the last... We've been doing them in the run-up to Christmas and in the run-up to Easter, you know, at Lent. But we've been trying, I suppose, just to reach out to people. And I suppose it is a different way of doing it. But I think we're trying to connect with people. That's what we're trying to do. And I suppose you experiment and you try things. Mm. But I think these talks will be very will connect with people, and I think there's great insight to be got for people.
And are they spiritual events? Are they religious?
Well, I don't know if they're overtly religious, but I mean, John will be talking about spiritual insights, and Eugene will definitely be talking about community, and I suppose community and the spiritual always link. And same with Oisin, really, you know, there will be a spiritual element to them, but they're not overtly, but it'll be, there will be connections made, you know.
Well, as you say, bringing people together or fostering that community spirit, without deliberately using the same word, not intending any puns, but fostering that spirit, that's what's needed.
That's really, and I'd
100% agree with you in terms of it's needed badly now.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, all you have are your neighbours, really. And if you haven't got your neighbours, who have you got, you know?
Indeed. Well, from across East Clare and beyond, they'll be welcome too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Everybody is welcome.
8 o'clock tonight at the Community College in Scariff. For the talk there by John Burke, and as I mentioned, Tuesday the 28th in Tully, Eugene Hogan, and back in Scariff on the 5th of December for Oisin McConville. Father Donagh O'Mara, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Gavin.
No problem at all, take care, all the very best. Father Donagh O'Mara there, you can let us know your thoughts at home, and if there's ever anything you'd like us to plug, by the way, we get messages all the time from people. We do our best to highlight and publicise as many different community events as we can here on the programme, but if there's something coming up in the near term, in the medium term, whatever it is, then don't ever hesitate to get in touch with us here on the show. Our email address, as always, is focus@clare.fm. That's focus@clare.fm. Carmel wasn't impressed by the study we talked about earlier on. This was aimed at helping people with intellectual disabilities and the changes in the models of care that are needed. That these are the types of studies that were carried out years ago on vulnerable people, she says. No need for more studies. The proof is already out there. Sarah was in touch then on a different matter. I wonder when there will be a programme on rogue tenants to balance the recent one on landlords. There are plenty of such tenants out there, but they're never talked about. They wreck houses, steal property, cause thousands of euro worth of damage, don't pay rent and walk away unscathed to rip off someone else. The RTB, that's the Residential Tenancies Board, Sarah says, are useless, all for tenants with no concern for property owners. It's something we're more than happy to talk about. We always highlight comments like this when they come in, but it is something I'd like to explore more. If you are a landlord, a property owner, if you've got a similar story to tell as it appears that Sarah does, then we would love to hear from you. Again, at any stage, you can get in touch with us. focus@clare.fm, focus@clare.fm. We'll be telling you about the AGM of the Older People's Council in a short little while, and as well as that, giving you our competition question too. So if you want to win €500 off your car insurance bill, do stay tuned.
Clare FM's Morning Focus.
In association with Frank Hogan, Mercedes-Benz Limerick, serving Clare and the Midwest. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit frankhogan.ie for exceptional offers.